Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atlanta United beating DC United 2-0. Next matchup for the United at LAFC Friday. Pregame 9:30, kickoff 10 p.m. on Friday night. We'll talk about that as well as the Braves with our Braves insider Joe Patrick, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I'll go in reverse order, Joe, because it's fresh in our minds. The Braves victorious over the Nationals by a score of 7-1. They maintain the 6.5-game lead over Washington that they had at the start of play Thursday going into this series. What did we learn in this series between Washington and Atlanta?
Well, I think most of all, you're just really happy with the way this series turned out because you're not losing any ground to the team that's been the hottest team in baseball over the last 6 weeks. I mean, you know, as hot as the Braves have been, the Nationals have been right there with them. And I think you're always happy to just, you know, to have no blood after a series like this, especially one in which you lose the games in which Dallas Keuchel and Mike Soroka started. You can argue those are the Braves' two best pitchers right now. And they, you know, they lost both those games, but they were able to come out, you know, having a guy like Kevin Gausman come out, really looked rejuvenated, looked like a new guy out there tonight, was really such a huge, got to be such a huge boost for this team, not just to see him get back, but the way to just wrap up the series in the emphatic fashion that they did. I think that's really going to help give this team a lot of momentum as they go forward because they're going to see the Nationals again very soon. They've got the Phillies coming up and then the Nationals once again right before the trade deadline. So very important time right now for the Braves.
Joe, how did you feel Washington was as a legitimate threat to the division going into this series and now after this series is concluded?
I still think they are a threat. I mean, you know, it's easy to say that they're not after, you know, now that you have a 6.5-game lead, you've just gotten through a 4-game set with them. That obviously helps, don't get me wrong, but I think that, you know, you just look about up and down their lineup, they remind me a lot of the Braves. You know, they're a lineup that has a lot of talent from top to bottom. They're athletic, they're dynamic. You know, they're not just guys who are specialized players at, you know, doing certain things. They're a lot like the Braves in that they have just like athletes and these young dynamic talents that can, you know, do things all over the baseball field. You look at a guy like Trey Turner, and he pretty much won the game for them with his glove on what was that Saturday night against Mike Soroka. You know, he jumped up and leapt up and grabbed a line drive that would have driven in a couple runs and really changed the tenor of the game, I thought, at that point. So they have lots of those guys. Obviously, we all know about Juan Soto. They've got so many guys who can really, you know, turn a game. I see them a lot like the Braves, and I think you have to say that the Nationals have a better, you know, frontline starting rotation than the Braves do right now. You know, when you've got guys like Strasburg, you know, these types of elite arm talents are something the Braves don't really have right now. So I think they're definitely a team you wouldn't want to run into in the playoffs, but, I mean, obviously the edge for the National League East is the Braves. You know, when you get you'll always take the 6.5 game lead if it's offered to you.
92.9 The Game, Braves reporter Joe Patrick joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WadeFord.com hotline. I don't want to go so far as to say that tonight's performance from Kevin Gausman was unfounded, but I would go at least to say pretty unexpected to see him look as in form as he did in his first start back. How would you assess just how surprising it was to see him pitch as well as he did?
Yeah, no, it was surprising to me, but I think what was mostly surprising was the manner in which he did it, because if anybody who's listening has a subscription to The Athletic, Dave O'Brien wrote a great article about, you know, Kevin Gausman, kind of what he's been through and kind of what you could expect coming into this game. And he talked a lot about kind of rejuvenating his arsenal of pitches, and while he was out working on a curveball that he's thrown in the past with some success, but just trying to do something to change up his repertoire to the point where, you know, batters can't really, you know, understand the sequencing as much. And he could actually have some difference in the velocity of his pitches, because really he's a two-pitch pitcher. He's a guy who throws a fastball and a splitter, and the fastball might be 96, 97, and the splitter might be in the low 90s. But in the so in general, you're not looking at that big a difference. He doesn't really have a go-to off-speed pitch. And so the article is kind of about, you know, him developing some of that, and we didn't really see that tonight. I think that's what a lot of people were expecting, anybody who read that article. And really, he just came out and dominated with his fastball. He had a lot of command, control of it. It was really good. It was lively. And so I think that, you know, that is actually a little bit more it's impressive, and it's also, I think, I think it'll have Braves fans excited, because if he can have that much success success with his fastball, it really sets up a lot of his other things in his arsenal. So I think you have to be really happy with what you've seen out of him. And I also finally feel like he's now finally healthy. And, you know, he said he felt well before he was put on the injured list. But, you know, players, you know, they don't want timeout. They'll always say they're healthy. And, you know, in, again, in this article from Dave O'Brien, he talks about, you know, this plantar fasciitis, and that he could have gotten it from walking around on hardwood floors in his house, getting up in the middle of the night to take care of his baby. So just kind of some interesting it's nice to see him finally healthy again. And I think that we're finally seeing what he can do. And it's almost like having a new signing.
Exactly, and that kind of brings me to my next point, Joe, because I have been working on the thesis that starter, despite the fact that everybody wants to bellyache about the bullpen, I've been working on the thesis that starter is the more important need for Atlanta in the trade deadline, basically fishing, if you will, when you come 10 days from now. Does Gausman's performance, and possibly over the course of the next couple of days, we'll see him throw again at least once more before the deadline, does that performance and does that confidence in him alleviate the need for another starter, or would you still think that the Braves want to go out and at least maybe get one more guy who might have some proven either postseason experience or more of a track record?
Well, that's just it, Will. It's that track record. It's that postseason experience, which is really what this team is missing right now among its rotation. And, you know, what you saw from Kevin Gausman, don't get me wrong, what you saw was obviously really exciting. And I think the tough situation that Alex Anthopoulos, the Braves GM, is in right now is that he's just so crunched for time. You know, he's got a guy like Kevin Gausman who's coming back and showing signs, and possibly he could be, you know, a solution to the holes that the team currently has in its rotation. You also have a guy like Mike Fultonevich, who was an all-star last year, who, you know, I think the Braves still hope that he can, you know, be involved with this team, especially if there's a playoff run, you know, that he can be involved in that, whether it's as a starter, as a reliever. I think preferably they would like it as a starter. They would like to see him get back to his all-star self again. But again, the trade deadline will break for no one. You know, it's coming up in what, a matter of 10 days, I think, something like that now. So, I mean, they just don't really have that much more time to evaluate, and that they're going to need to pull the trigger on what they're going to do, and whether that's trading for a guy like Madison Bumgarner, who, again, we talk about that playoff experience. Obviously, he has that in spades. Or do they decide to maybe roll with what they have with Gausman? I'm with you that they've always needed help with their starting rotation over a bullpen. I just think I think prioritizing the bullpen over the starting rotation is kind of like putting the cart before the horse. You know,
right.
It's just more important to have guys that can get you to the closer than to get a closer and not have him be able to affect the game at all.
And it's one thing, too, to also have a closer out there on the market like Aroldis Chapman a couple of years ago with the Cubs. You know, that made sense. I don't see the closer out there on the market that makes sense to give up any part of the Braves' future.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not saying that they don't need a bullpen arm. Like, I would like to see them acquire that, but I just think that if you're prioritizing, when you're going through the list of what you need most urgently, it's that help in the rotation. It's those pitchers that can take you from being a huge underdog against a team like the Dodgers to maybe making you a favorite or making you at least even odds. I think that when you're looking at, you know, when you go out and make a trade for this team and try to add to this club, and when you do that, you're going to be giving away valued prospects who could help you years down the line. If you're giving away those prospects, you need someone who makes a tangible difference to your season. And by doing that, you know, you need someone who elevates your team from that underdog status to, you know, on a level playing field with some of the best teams in baseball. So, I mean, I think that that's really the challenge that Alex Anthopoulos faces right now. And it'll be very fascinating to see what they do. I know they're curious in these guys and in these starting pitchers like Madison Bumgarner. It's just it'll depend on if and when they decide to pull the trigger on something like that.
Braves fans wanting an elite closer is like me wanting Kate Upton to call me back. Yeah, you can get it, but it probably might not happen. Just saying.
Everybody wants bullpen help.
Exactly, and everybody wants a call back from Kate Upton. I do want to ask you about the five stripes because you were there today. Was this the biggest win of the season for Atlanta? And did this look like at least the most complete team that we've seen from them, most complete effort we've seen from them in quite a while?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. It really feels like a turning point with this team right now. And I know it's early to say that, but, you know, they look so poor coming out of, you know, they had this long break in their season throughout the month of June, almost throughout the entire month of June. And they really just came out of it looking kind of sluggish, looking incohesive. You know, they just didn't look like the same team that had left. And now Frank DeBoer has implemented a formation change where he's gone to a 3-5-2. Of course, he played mainly a 4-3-3 most of the season, although he did start the season in a back three. He's made this formation change, and it just seems like it suits a lot of the players' individual talent so much better. A lot of these players just look so much freer in this system, and also it just fits their style of play a little bit better. So I really like the way this team is heading. They have a huge, very difficult stretch coming up. They've got LAFC, then the LA Galaxy, two of the top teams in the Western Conference coming up. But, you know, this win against DC United, this was huge. I mean, they're a direct competitor for them in the Eastern Conference. And now Atlanta United is up into second place. They've got, I think, the best goal differential in the Eastern Conference right now, or maybe second best. I mean, they're looking good. They're looking like they're finally on an upward trajectory, and maybe even if you don't get the results in these next couple games because they are against difficult teams, at least this looks like an Atlanta United team that is more free-flowing and will score goals and just is more fun to watch than a lot of what we've seen so far this season.
You'll find his soccer analysis at Dirty South Soccer. You can find his Braves analysis not only on 99thegame.com, but here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, our Braves reporter Joe Patrick. A full day for you, my friend, but thank you so much for making us a part of it. Thank you.
Hey,
that is Joe Patrick joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.